Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne Twichell. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Wayne Twichell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Valentine. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is hit by the pitch. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozilli for the out. Vale moves to second. two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Twichell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twichell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall moves to third. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns bunts towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randall scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Spear moves to third. Valentine moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kuzman. Spear scores. Valentine scores. Carter moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuzman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Twichell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twichell is 0-for-1 in the game. Twichell strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser now playing first base. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stearns moves to third. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stearns tags and scores. One out. It's Expos, 2, Mets, 2. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to second. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish is walked intentionally. Jose Morales pinch hits for Wayne Twichell. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cromarty tags and scores. Dawson tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Expos. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrigan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Spear goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Expos. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. It's 5-2, Expos. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Sam Mahias now playing center field. Andre Dawson now playing left field. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrigan hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Unser scoops it up and throws to first, with Carrigan covering, for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Rick Baldwin. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Expos. Santo Alcala now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Randle moves to second. Joel Youngblood pinch runs for Bobby Valentine. Bill Atkinson now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Randle moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.